The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Last week, the Beacon Hospital in Dublin became the first hospital in Ireland or the UK and only the fifth in Europe to treat a patient using Varian's new Rapid Arc Dynamic Technology. It's an advancement in radiotherapy technology for cancer care. Now, what does it do? How does it work? And what are the advantages? To tell me all of that, we're joined by Dr. Shifra O'Sullivan, consultant radiation oncologist at the Beacon Hospital. Shifra, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell me about this machine.
So this is Rapid Arc Dynamic. It's new technology on the TrueBeam platform, which is a radiotherapy machine. And radiotherapy, the vast majority of it, is what's called external beam radiotherapy. So it's using high-energy X-rays to treat cancer.
I mean, the other type of radiotherapy would be implants, I presume.
Yes, either brachytherapy or radioisotope therapy.
Okay,
but the vast majority
of treatments
are this. So this
is the beam that's
yes.
coming down. So still, at this stage, even with all the immunotherapies and chemotherapy, radiation is still an important tool in the toolbox.
Absolutely. It's one of the main pillars of cancer treatment. So along with surgery and medical oncology, with their newer treatments, including immunotherapy, radiotherapy still provides an absolutely vital treatment for cancer.
Now, the machines that you've been using up to this are pretty good anyway. I mean, they do certain things. So what is the step change in this machine compared to what you did before?
Absolutely.
Maybe you talk us through a radiotherapy.
Yeah, absolutely. So when a patient comes for treatment, they have a CT design scan. And that's with them lying down in the treatment position. And we have a 3D image of the tumour and their normal anatomy. And we also take into account a fourth dimension of time where a tumour might move. And we can account for that in the treatment, either by doing certain breath holds or watching it as it moves. The historic trade-off with more advanced technologies and more conformal treatment delivery has always been time, either longer time to treat the patient or longer time to design these conformalities. And what Rapid Arc Dynamic allows us to do is to be highly efficient in both of those aspects.
Now, when would the CT scan take place? Would it happen on the same day of the treatment or in advance of the treatment?
In advance of the treatment. This is a design process before a patient comes to actually start their
treatment.
How
close? Because obviously the tumour might change and grow.
Absolutely. It could be up to 2 weeks. Yeah,
okay.
Up to 2 weeks. And it depends on the urgency of the case.
So this CT scan will isolate the dimensions and the location of the tumour pretty exactly.
Exactly, yes.
And you wouldn't expect much growth in the 2 weeks.
No. And in addition, we have a lot of quality assurance baked into the radiotherapy process and workflow. So we also have newer, very precise and detailed CT scanning on the radiotherapy treatment delivery unit. So when somebody comes for treatment, we do an onboard scan and that tells us exactly how things are on the day also.
So if things have changed,
we'll
the machine will know.
Yeah.
So what this machine does compared to what you've been using up to this, how is it different?
So there's two parts to it. One is the planning process, and this is underpinned by very sophisticated computer algorithms. And what they're based on is using GPUs, which are graphic processing units. And that's different from computer processing units. So it's like having 1,000 computers working in parallel to create very complex radiotherapy designs. And the advantage of it is that it's not only doing it better, but it's now doing it in a shorter amount of time. So we need less planner time to design what are now going to be more optimal radiotherapy treatment deliveries.
Now, when you're talking about radiotherapy, it's a beam of radiation that's hitting. How wide is that beam? Is it like a laser that you move around during the treatment or?
Yeah. So the radiotherapy machine moves around the patient in an arc. And that can be up to 360 degrees.
So the beam is constant?
And not always constant,
no.
These more advanced technologies allow us to not only change the shape of the beam as it moves around the patient, we can also change the intensity of it, where it might pause and stop at certain locations. And that's what these more advanced planning algorithms and delivery systems allow us to do. So it's more than what an individual person could sit down and calculate themselves.
Okay, and the idea is that you zap the tumour, not the healthy tissue around it.
Exactly.
That's the real advance here.
Exactly. So we can be more precise. We know in radiotherapy that dose matters. Dose matters to the tumour, so for cure, and it also matters to what we call healthy tissue in terms of side effects, both acute and long term. In the past, we know that these technological advances have helped patients, helped with cure rates, and also helped with long-term side effects.
So where people might have got radiation therapy back in the day, they might be kind of ill and nauseous for a few days or longer, this should limit that to some extent.
It all depends on the site where we're treating. And this is a very early clinical adoption. So we will be following what we expect will be the clinical benefits. But the technological advances are definitely there to follow through.
I presume this machine costs a fortune.
So they are expensive. As cancer treatments go, radiotherapy is actually quite cost effective on a per patient basis.
But some of the new cancer drugs are very, very expensive.
They can be.
To deploy.
They can be. We can use those now with radiotherapy. So we have a nice, you know, biological marriage now of multiple different treatments to help patients live longer and live better.
So looking at the two sides of this, the therapist, i.e. yourself, mm-hmm. and the patient, what are the benefits, first of all, for the therapist?
So for the team, so there would be me, say, as the oncologist. We have our physics team, our radiation therapists who deliver it, our nursing team. For the whole team, it means more efficient workflows.
More patients per day?
Potentially more patients through faster. Again, this we will follow this with studies as we go through the open clinical adoption of it. And for the patient, it means potentially less time on the treatment couch, so more comfortable, so it's not taking as long. And in someone, say, like I said before, in the lung where the tumour is moving, we might get them to hold their breath for each time the beam is on. And if we can do that in a much more efficient way, that's less breath holds for the patient, and that's a lot more comfortable.
Question from one of the texters. Can you ask about the future fallout from radiotherapy? For example, will the bowel or the intestines be damaged?
Sure. So we take this into account every day on treatment. So part of our workflow is drawing or mapping out where we want to treat and what we want to avoid. And this includes the bowel. We use an AI technology, actually, M-Vision, to help us with contouring all of that. This obviously goes through radiation oncologists then to look at that. And we're basically telling the computer algorithm what to treat and what to avoid. Our tissues can take a certain level of radiation. Mm-hmm. And what we're avoiding is that higher dose, that higher risk in terms of side effects.
So that's what this new machine will be very good at doing.
Yes.
Okay. It's obviously available in the Beacon. Is it used by the HSE under contract with you, or is anybody else using it besides yourself?
So we're the first in Ireland and the UK. I think the company told us we were seventh globally, which is fantastic. And while we're delighted to lead, I could say that Ireland has a very close-knit, collaborative radiation oncology community, and I've no doubt that this will come in time.
So if somebody needs it in the future with whatever agreements are reached,
sure.
It could be for everybody. It's a fascinating technology. Dr. Shifra O'Sullivan, consultant radiation oncologist at The Beacon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.